for the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's basketball team will wrap up the regular season on the road at Crookston this weekend. We'll advance to the NSIC playoffs next weekend, joined by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Chelsea, there's a reason that in the schedule it set a six in front of Minnesota Duluth, right? Ranked number six. Yeah. They're a pretty good team, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And consistency in their, program as far as, the seniors, the juniors that they have right now have been playing significant minutes the last 3-4 years. And not to mention they have the best player potentially in the nation in Brooke Olsen. So that six is no joke. And I was really proud of, the way we played the games. Would have loved obviously to get one, but against a team like that, it doesn't come easy. And for us, it didn't come at all that time around.
Do you like though how your team approached the weekend? Did you get a sense that they went into Duluth thinking they had every chance of winning?
Absolutely. We, watched film. We showed them how great they are, but we also showed them how great we can be. And in all honesty, Schultz, some of the shots, they're tough shots against, good players, but they're 2 feet away. Those are the shots that I want to keep getting. It's not like we had to chuck up threes and, throw up some late game, fashion stuff that we just – don't have success at. Our motion worked. We got great looks. Defensively, we threw some different things at them to keep them guessing and slow them down. And we did a pretty good job of that. So I was really happy with obviously our motive going in. And I wish I could have snuck one out of there, two out of there, obviously, but was really happy and pleased where we're at still.
Saturday afternoon, you've got 27 combined points from your posts. It still comes down to this is a post league, isn't it?
I think the teams that have that and have consistency with that are the teams that are tougher to beat. Guards, that can get downhill are great, but when you're leaning on a 3-point shot here or there, it's just harder. It's lower percentage shot. So I do think the better teams have that presence inside where, you have to plan a little differently defensively of how you're going to take those kids away. And on nights where we've done a good job reading defenses, our two, fives in particular do a nice job for us. And that's key for us.
On to Crookston this weekend, a team that you beat handily twice last year. This year, more than any, last year means nothing, right?
Right, for sure. We've had four losses here against great teams. But we're just looking forward and saying, all right, next one. And you can't look past anyone in the Northern Sun. And Crookston's played every team, at least one night really well. So they just had Duluth and St. Cloud as well. And I think they're probably thinking, gosh, we could have got one of them either weekend. And they're not a team that you can just look past, and we certainly don't. We're not a team that looks past people at all, but we need to get rolling again and get a couple wins is our plan to have some momentum going into that conference tournament.
In six career games against the Golden Eagles, Brooklyn Bachman has averaged just shy of 15 points a night. What is it about her game that fits so well against what they try to do?
I don't know particularly if I can pinpoint that. I just think that how they play, their defense a lot of times, playing behind our posts most of the time, it opens up lanes for us to attack, and that's one thing she's really good at. So without watching a ton from the years past, I know when there's a lot of lanes for her and our other guards to attack, good things happen for us.
Where does Crookston cause you some concern?
Well, they just change so much of what they do defensively. We're not quite sure what we're going to get. Sometimes they're playing zone. Sometimes they're man-to-man switching everything. Sometimes they're getting through things. So we have to be prepared to read things defensively. And offensively, their tempo is really, really good and a lot of cutting action, so we can't get it chase happy. And they're just a team that never quits. So we got to make sure and be sharp from the tip.
Mike Reisland has been around forever, it seems. he's now in his 14th year at Crookston. How have you sensed that, because to me he's always been the kind of style that can adjust with the times. How has he adjusted what he wants to do?
We see it a ton in what he does. A lot of his offense hasn't really changed as far as, they've always had great tempo and cutting action and things like that. But he'll play through his top kids, and he does a nice job of that. So, yeah, he's just one of those guys that can go from week to week and make changes and teach it quickly and have his kids catch on. They do different rotations. So, he's kind of like my coach at Augustana. He's been around. He goes with the times. Smart, great X and O guy. So you know, it's always a battle to see what's going on in that head of his.
It seems like you guys just started, and yet this is the last week of the regular season. How important is it, how quickly things have gone and everything that your team has had to go through this year of just being able to play, that you know that you're not done after this week?
It's really fun to know that we don't have to, you know, even if we're a top seed and we get a home game, we don't have a win-in game to get to the conference. We sealed it with our loss to Duluth on Friday. We knew we were in just because of how other teams' games went. So it's just fun. It's refreshing. And this year is a gift in such a fog to be able to play any game. So every single game, I'm cheesy and I say, all right, enjoy it. Because they do know that it's truly a gift. And feeling that has been, you know, just really special for us.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.